Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. Hi.
I was yawning.
Welcome to Off Script, where Allie's already bored.
It's just such a boring show, you guys. Why are you here?
What is
just
going
kidding.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie.
And normally we compare books to our movies.
But today we have a mini-sode for you.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not to be boring, but I watched two movies again in the last week, because John and I went and did a double feature last Tuesday. And so I'm here to tell you guys all about it. We saw Power Ballad and Masters of the Universe, which is the He-Man movie.
Okay.
And first off, Power Ballad is like my... I love movies that are independent movies, that are tiny, that were not made in this country. They're my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that Power Ballad was one of those because it's got Nick Jonas and Paul Rudd in it. And it's made by an Irish production company. It's set in Ireland. And I freaking loved it. It was such a good movie. It was so cute. It was sweet. It's about a guy who was in a rock band who loves music. Ended up falling in love with a girl in Ireland. Stayed there because they got pregnant, had a kid. So, you know, doing the family thing. Now he's a wedding singer and in a wedding band. And one of the weddings he did was for this guy who was like, hey, can my buddy come up here and sing? And it was Nick Jonas. And he was like, oh, these people are why rock is dying. But then like Nick Jonas is a cool dude. And he's like, oh, I like you. So they end up like hanging out for the whole entire night, just riffing and like working on songs together. And one of the songs that Paul Rudd has been working on for years and years and years, he's just sitting there singing it. So then when they go about their separate ways, Nick Jonas's character is trying to get a new record sold to the company. Mm-hmm. And they're like, your record's sucking. You need something that's more you, that's more like what you've been making already. And he's like, oh, I don't know what to do. So he goes home and he's trying to fix the songs that he wrote. And he starts playing one of the ones that Paul Rudd was just randomly singing. And his girlfriend came down and was like, that's the one you need to make. And so then he's like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then he releases it and it becomes a number one hit. So then Paul Rudd's character is hearing it everywhere. And no one believes him because he doesn't have any proof that it's his song.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But it was really good. It was really cute and sweet. I liked it a lot.
That's good.
Yeah. And then Masters of the Universe He-Man was just hilarious and was very nostalgic. And like, I didn't realize how many of those characters I knew from like my parents and my uncle liking He-Man. But I knew. And then there was like an after credit scene with She-Ra in it. And like at the end of it, when it ended, I was like, oh, cool. They're going to make a She-Ra movie. And John was like, what? I was like, he was the one who wanted to see this. And I was like, how do you not even know who She-Ra is?
It's okay, John. I don't know anyone.
So it's hilarious. And they definitely were making fun of the 80s cartoon. So I think that was good. Funny. Yeah.
That's fun for sure. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's good. So you recommend them?
I do. I recommend them both. Good. Yeah. John thinks He-Man was too slow, but it's because they would have action scenes, but then they would also... John doesn't like dialogue.
They talk too much.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like there would be parts where they were obviously trying to work on like the characters' relationships and character building. Uh-huh. And he would lean over after like, I feel like it would be maybe 20 seconds into a scene and he would lean over and be like, this is too slow. I'm like, we just got out of an action scene. What do you want from this? Yeah.
Pure action all the time.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Cool, cool.
But yeah, I recommend them. They were good.
Good. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. What about you? Allie's got a fun story.
I have a fun story. So I went to my niece's baptism on Saturday, and Tyler likes to take McMurray home, or Snake Hill, as we call it.
Snake Hill.
Yep. Yep. So we did that. And when we go that way, we drive right past the library. And so he's like, can we go to the library? Because I, you know, during summer, we did a summer reading program. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, let's do it. So we signed up and everything like this. And then I went to leave and I backed up and I realized I kind of turned the wrong way because our library is like a teeny little loop almost. And it's like a one way, but it was like no cars or anything. And I was like barely going to go the wrong way. So I was like, I'll just be quick about it. If I wasn't quick about it, or if I had backed up the right way and gone the extra 10 seconds that it would have taken me to go the other way, my tire would not have hit the curb. So it hit the curb, which
Wait, that's what popped it?
That's what popped it. I've hit the curb I don't know how many times.
Your car that's meant to go off-roading got popped by a curb?
It hit the curb. I don't know if there was like a sharp part on the curb, like a rocks or something like that, or if I hit it at a weird angle, but it popped the side wall of it. And like, to the point where I'm like, did the sprinklers just turn on? It was like a blast. You could see it looked like water, but it was, I guess, what? I don't know, if it was air or whatever.
I've never seen that before.
Oh my gosh. And I was like, kind of like trying to figure it all out. And then I got to the exit of the library and I turned, and that's when all my lights went on. It's like, you have zero air pressure in your tire and everything like this. I was like, oh my gosh. So then I pull over. Our fire department is right next to the library. So I pull over into like the gravel on the side of the road right there. And I'm like sitting there looking at it and it's like flat, flat. Now I'm only 1 minute away from home, right? So I'm like sitting there really debating because I'm in a dress. I'm in a dress, right? And so I'm like, I do not want to get on the ground in this gravel in a dress. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. And I was like, I wonder if I can make it. But then that's when I saw that. I was like, there's no way I can make it anywhere like without ruining my rims. I don't want to do that. And so I debated doing it because I know how to change my tire. And I just was like, but I was in a dress. And I was like, you know what? These very handsome firemen might want to help me. So I went over there and my mom, the kids were like, Mom, you're so embarrassing. I was like, what am I going to do? I need my tire changed. You got to come change it. And so I went out there and I'm like, hi, I'm wondering if you could help me because my tire blew. And they're like, oh yeah, you know, and they had me pull into the fire department because I was right by the road. Like, people speed all the time on here and like come down here. I was like, okay.
Yeah, they do.
So I went down there and then they're like, well, do you have like a spare or anything? I was like, yeah, I have a spare. I have everything like they need. And I like threw everything from the back to the front so I could get everything out. And he's like, yeah, okay, no worries. I have a torque wrench. It will make it go faster and everything like that. And then I open my back and they get the tire out. And then he's like, you have a torque wrench. Like, Paul gave me a jack, a torque wrench, like literally everything. They're just sitting there like, you literally have everything you need to change. Like, they were in awe. They're like, most people don't even have a spare tire and you have everything. I was like, yes, my brother. I was like, well, my husband died a few years ago and my brother really watches out for me and I go on road trips. So he made sure I know how to change a tire. So I was like, I know how to. I'm just in a dress. I don't want to. And they're like, no, we get that. You know, totally fine. And but then another fireman came over and they're like, she has a torque wrench in her car. She has everything. Like, I was like, well, thank you. Thank you for thinking so highly of me. And then they started jacking up my car. And then it wasn't like even or something like that, they said. So they brought it down and they went to reposition it. And then they got an emergency call. And they were like, of course it's us. And so they're like, okay, so we have to go, but so that you don't have to wait in the heat, because it was Saturday, was like, what, like 86 or something like that. Yeah. So they're like, so you don't have to wait in the heat. You can wait in the station. They don't know what station, what fire department this is. That's fine. I was like, I don't want to get these guys in trouble if I wasn't supposed to tell them they're waiting in the station. They don't know. Yeah. They don't know which station it is. They can't fall back. Okay, so they let us wait in the station while they went and dealt with this fire. Or I don't think it was a fire, because they're like, we'll be back in 40 minutes. So I don't think it was a fire. Whatever they had to go deal with. And so like the kids and I are just looking around and we're like, I'm like, you guys, they live here. That's how firemen, that's their jobs. They're like, they live at work for like a couple days and then they get to go home for a couple days and back and forth. And they're like, really? I was like, yeah, look. See, they have their beds over there. And here's the kitchen where they eat. See their TV. They watch TV. Like, we were just wandering this fire department. Oh, my gosh. And then I had called my parents to come help me. And they came. I was like, can you just bring me a change of clothes and I can do it? And my mom's like, no, your dad can get out of bed and come help you. And so he came and helped me. And like this part, I'm so pissed. So I have my jack out and everything. And like my car even has, oh, I'm sure most cars, all cars do, a little spot, perfect, like hooks in for my jack and everything. So hook it, go up and everything like that. And, but it's a crank jack. And my dad's like, I'm not using that piece of crap. I brought mine, blah, 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 blah. And his is a pump jack, right? So it just pumps it. Well, he couldn't get it up anymore. And it's because he's so dang weak. He's like a 90-year-old man, but he is convinced it's because his jack was up as high as it can go. And I'm like, there's no way a car jack cannot lift the car up high enough. Like, there's no way. But he wouldn't let me try it. So I'm like, whatever, fine. And so he's doing the thing. He was able to get my tire off, but he couldn't get the spare on because it wasn't high enough. So then he put my jack underneath, like, the back of the tire part, and like I cranked that up, and he was pissed off because he had to crank it and it wasn't a push pump. And then he finally gets it on, and then he says, well, where's the button to release it? Because his is like, his jack, you push a button and it just releases. I was like, you have to uncrank it. And he's pissed, and he does it a couple times. He's like, just back off of it. And I was like, what? And he's like, get in the car and back. I was like, I'll crank it. And he's like, no, get in the car and back off of it. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, so I get back off this jack and my car goes ka-thunk. Like, the wheel was on. It's not like the wheel was high off the ground. It was touching the ground, but it even shocked my, like, my mom was like, I did not expect it to go down that far. And I was like, freaking probably broke my car. Luckily, my brother came over yesterday and checked. He's like, nah, it's fine. You're fine. Don't worry. I was good. Like, good. And so luckily I got these tires less than a year ago. So it was under warranty. So I only
that's lucky.
Yeah. So I get it fixed tomorrow after school. But I'm like, gosh darn it. But right when he finished, the fire department was able, they come finish their thing and came around. I was like, yeah, I should have just waited for them.
Yeah.
Hung out in their
probably cool would have been better.
I know. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so that was a fun adventure we had this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Firemen are the best.
Yes. Yeah, and then when I tell everybody that story, their first thought, their first comment to me was, so did you get any other numbers, cute firemen? I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, leave me alone.
No, I know. I have been in that embarrassment. I know what that's like. That's not what's on your mind. What was on my mind was, get out of here as fast as you can, please.
Yes. Don't draw attention to all the neighbors looking at me.
Yeah. Yep.
Mine was, I look like a stupid, typical girl that doesn't know how to change a tire. That's why I had to keep saying, I know how to change a tire. I can change my tire. I know how to do it. I just don't want to in a dress. Because, like, it was, like,
not a length, like it was like right above my knees. So if I got down, mm-hmm. like it just would, it's just not appropriate. So, mm-hmm. and then there were nice, attractive firemen to do it for me. So,
so why not?
Oh, okay.
Maybe now you'll leave a change of clothes in your car, though.
I think that's a great idea. I think I might have to do that. Yes.
Never know when it'll come in handy.
Exactly. Very true. I do with the kids. Why not with me? For sure. But yeah, well, that was my weekend.
Fun weekend.
Yeah. Super.
Mm-hmm. I think cool. That's a good minisode.
I think so, too.
Yeah. You will hear us for Fried Green Tomatoes on Monday.
Yes, our final episode.
Yeah, and then it'll be a recap.
What?
How exciting. So, stay tuned for that, everyone.
Yes.
And with that, this mini-sode
went off script.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout out to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.